I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call in. Top star, free balling.
Right, first things first. Shot through the heart. And you know why I've said this.
Yep. He actually messaged me and told me.
Oh, did he? He told me too.
He did.
Damn it, Ryan. He didn't trust me to remember again. Shit. Honestly, it's been a fucking weird week. I was on the cusp of forgetting. Now that we've changed the whole fabric of the episode, I was like, no, I was going to add it to my notes. I've got no notes. Hang on, I'm still clipping. Holy shit. Folks, apparently getting a new shock mount for your mic means the whole fabric of your mic changes. I've got the same... Is it because my pop filter is... No, I don't... I think this works... Like, there's no... I don't think there's a front or back. Maybe that'll help. Oh, hello.
That better?
I think my pop filter was too close. Beans. Give them the beans. Speaking of giving people the beans, what are today's beans on toast?
Well, beans and toast. I think today we're just going to... It's just going to be kind of like an open discussion about movies. I feel like we kind of haven't really talked about them in a while, so I said, we figured...
Yeah, I want to know what you've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and and if there's time, we can talk about what I've been watching. Although I kind of mention it every week, though. Like, I mentioned Men last week, and I can't really mention that again. I've not really seen a movie since.
I haven't really been to the movies, honestly. Like,
why's that?
I don't know. There's still
time.
No, it's not even time. I think I just have way more. Like social anxiety that I did before.
Have you even seen what was your like most anticipated movie of the year yet?
I haven't had a chance.
You've not. So, will you see Lightyear? Or have you heard?
Reviews? I definitely still want to see it, and yeah. Just because like, but there's so many people who like the marketing is just like this is the movie that Andy saw that inspired him to get Buzz. I'm just like, is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I'm still in the camp that, Buzz Lightyear, Star Command, the animated series is what it fucking inspired the toy.
Well, there was that whole, did you get the poster in America that was, like, Andy sitting in the cinema?
Nah, nah.
We did. We got it in the UK. It was Andy sitting in the cinema, like amazed that he was like watching Buzz Lightyear on like on the big screen and shit.
Fucking A, that's cool. Yeah.
It's funny how marketing in your country is different from marketing than my country. That's well weird.
There's, honestly, like, that sounds so much cooler. Like, to see visually the kid sitting there, like, his eyes glued to the screen, like, holy crap, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
Mom, if you don't get me that Buzz Lightyear, I'm gonna fucking freak.
I mean, he freaks anyway, a little bit.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. But I'm talking, like, full-on on the floor. No, I want it, I want it, I want it.
Fucking the mom steps on one of the army guys.
Poor dude. You know what's funny?
Rest in peace, fallen soldier.
My brother was trying to watch it the other day. I say trying because I've developed this really, really annoying fucking habit.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Toy Story is on, I say the dialogue. I've seen it so many times. I know the movie word for word.
Oh, no. You're not one of those people.
So I'll start doing it. And I'm not doing it intentionally. And then my brother's like, you need to stop. And when he tells me to stop, I was like, all right, now I'm going to do it intentionally. So I'm doing it, and he takes the movie off. He's like, no. No, I'm never watching this fucking movie with you again. It's like, all right, I leave. I come back, and he sticks on, and he's like, you know what? He's in a very animated movie mood, so he sticks on The Lion King, and I'm like, dude. It's like, what? You took off a movie that I knew very well for another movie I know even better. He's like, fuck!
It's funny, I don't think I could do that with animated movies, but like, put on Pulp Fiction? Bruh. Put on Deadpool, bruh. I'm saying them whole movies. So, now you're probably wondering why I got my own movie. Now I can't tell you whose balls I fondled, but I can tell you it does rhyme with Pulverine, and he's got a nice pair of smooth criminals down under.
No, it's a pretty small handful of movies. It's Toy Story I can do, Lion King, and The Mask.
So what two movies did I just say? Memory like a goldfish these days.
Pulp Fiction, Deadpool.
Pulp Fiction, Deadpool, Social Network, and Moneyball. That's only because all Aaron Sorkin does is dialogue.
It's like, great dialogue.
I remember hearing the rumor. I'm pretty sure it was a rumor that the script for Jobs, the Steve Jobs movie with Michael Fassbender, not Ashton Kutcher. If anyone remembers the Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs movie,
I remember that was a thing. That was a thing that happened.
That was a thing that happened. We forget about it. It was 180 pages of pure dialogue, and he was like, "Okay, Danny Boyle, you do your job now. We'll fill it with direction." And I was like. If I'm Danny Boyle, I'm like, shit. I mean, I'm good, but damn. You've given me a lot to do. Jobs is just... The Steve Jobs movie is all right. Like, there's no movie more clear in a free act structure. Because you've definitely got that sort of... The opening... Where like he's trying to bring out the Macintosh, the middle bit where he's like he's sort of faltering, he's trying to bring out the iPhone and shit, and then it's like the very end where he's like sort of he's been fired, but he comes back as like shareholder, some shit, like he buys people out and shit. It was a very beyond the clear free act structure, it was a very unstructured movie in terms of like how the scenes moved between each other. But I just want to mention there's one quote in Moneyball that has stuck with me through everything I do, and it's when Brad Pitt is trying to reshape the team with the scouts towards the beginning of the movie. Well, he's just lost the World Series. Well, failed to get into the World Series, the ALS championship. And he goes, guys, I hate losing. I hate it. I hate losing more than I want to win. And I was like, yo. She. That's so me. I hate losing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. Like, there's always a need to win, but like, when I'm playing games with the boys, like, I'll take Rocket League for example. Yeah, it's rocket powered battle cars flying in the air, hitting a ball to like back and forth, goal either end. Basically, football with cars, right?
Yeah.
And like, I hate losing in this game so much that when we're on a losing streak, I'll just go quiet. I was like, look, you know, if we're not gonna win, then like the banter with the boys can only take me so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, where I get my enjoyment is if we put up a fight. I hate it when we start losing and it's like 5-0 loss here, 4-0 loss here, 6-0 loss here, and it's ranked. We play ranked, so all the while we're losing, our rank's decreasing.
Yeah,
and I've come to the fact that I will never be the pro rank up here with the best of the best. I'm gonna sit mid level, you know, diamond is what it's called. You know, I'm happy in diamond, and I'm like, look, if I'm about to lose, and I'm about to go into platinum, like I'm gonna go play someone else. I'm gonna go play a single player game or some shit. I don't mind putting that shit on like normal or easy or some shit. Like, I want to enjoy my games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I really don't mind losing, but it's like, if it's 5-0, if we're going to lose 5-0, let's try and get 4 goals. Let's show these guys it ain't that easy.
Yeah. Honestly, it's for me, that's why I'm like, I'm just not, I don't do multiplayer. I can't, I just, I don't fucking do it.
I'm slowly losing faith in multiplayer games, but I still play them. I've got Spider-Man unfinished. I've got Tiny Tina's Wonderlands unfinished. I've got the Guardians of the Galaxy unfinished. And what did I start last weekend? Fucking No Man's Sky. The biggest time sink like there is right now. For fuck's sake. And all I said to my friend as we started it, it's like, we'll be playing this up until Saints, like the new Saints Row game comes out. And all I'll do is just like, I'll be looking at that game and Guardians of the Galaxy on my shelf next to me, just be like, what you doing?
Remember us?
You getting Saints Row, huh? You gonna finish that one this time? I'll turn it around, put it upside down so it can't see me.
Hey, how's the follow through, bro?
Shit. But yes, so if you can't already tell, this is probably the most off the cuff we've ever been with freeballing. We have a plan. We have a good idea, but we want to save it to next week. It needs a bit of prep.
We need more time for it. And like, honestly, I feel like this is going to be a majority of the episode. But before we continue with fun and banter and comedy, I think we need to talk about what's going on. And
oh yes, your country has decided that Handmaid's Tale needs to be reality now.
Yes, that's, they were so moved by the Hulu series that they've decided.
What's it like living in Gilead, Sebastian?
I don't understand how in the span of, what was it, like a week or two,
mm-hmm.
this country fought so hard to maintain a right that we really don't fucking need, and removed a right that is so fucking fundamental. And still consider itself a free country, like the balls.
So for the English viewers over here, the England viewers, sorry, not we're all English. Well, not all of us. Sorry, my bad. Did you just assume my race, Edward? Yes, I did, and I'm sorry. Leave me alone.
Apologize.
I'm a human being. Fuck's sake. At least we can get abortions in my country. Ooh!
Yep.
Fucking, I told you, next time I see you, Sebastian, it's on site, bro. No, for the viewers that are in England that may not be aware, because for whatever reason they're living under a rock and can't access Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, What happened, Sebastian? What happened?
So Roe v. Wade, which was a case that ultimately decided that it is a constitutional right for women to be able to, you know, to get abortions if that's ultimately what they decide, was overturned by the Supreme Court. They decided that it's that's done.
A state's decision to decide whether or not abortion is illegal or
legal. In doing that, and it being overturned, there's so many states that have already outlawed it.
24.
Mm-hmm.
That's one away from half your country.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
That is so stupid. Do you know that of those 24 states that have already illegalized abortion, like, they couldn't wait to, like, get their slimy old man fingers on that pen to put to write that fucking, you know, law into their own state law? There's no, yeah. What do we call it? What do we call it over here? Maternity leave, paid maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have sex, have a child, but don't, you know, we're not going to help you along the way.
Honestly, dude, it brings that a George Carlin bit into my head. It's like, everyone's pro-life. They don't care about the fetuses, but once you're out, you're on your fucking own. It is because these are the same fucking people who are so happy that their guns were protected. How the hell can you be pro-life and be pro-gun so passionately? I don't understand it. There is a level of absolute stupidity in this shit that is mind-boggling.
I don't want to be mean because I don't know the girl's name, nor do I want to know the girl's name. But have you by any chance seen the speech from this, like, white Republican cow that said, "We want your babies to be as safe in the womb as they are in a classroom"? I need to step back because I'm going to clip my fucking my mic here. The fuck did she just say?
Have you seen
what they're doing with that the Uvalde High School? They're knocking it down.
Yep.
The mayor said we can't ask teachers or students to go back. And that happened literally the day I arrived in LA, which was not 2 weeks ago. How dare she say such a line and mean it with vigor? How are you that fucking stupid?
I don't know if you saw it was a clip of a fucking Donald Trump rally. This lady was talking about
this is a win for white Americans.
White lives.
Yeah. Oh my fucking god. Me and my mum just came back from dinner and we were talking about this over dinner and I mentioned this to her and like her jaw like dropped into her moule frites because we went to a French place and my mum loves moules. Mussels for the Americans that don't know. They're like little clams. You got to use the clam to get inside one. And
oh yeah, like I love mussels. You know what's crazy? Oh, just
white wine obviously this with is them.
I total fucking depart. But I went to this Italian restaurant yesterday, and I had this pasta. It's like a squid ink pasta, and it had mussels, it had scallops, and it had calamari, and like little pieces of salmon in it. Oh man,
mate,
I know mussels.
Can we go next time, dude. I come over?
You know what's fucking crazy? This place is the first restaurant that you and I went to for lunch at NYFA. Remember, it was you, me, I think it was
I got Selena, yelled Adrian. At for eating pizza with a knife and fork.
Yes, that's where I had that pasta. I remember when I walked in, there's like, I've been here before.
I've never been so judged in my life. And I was like, look, you know, this thing is sloppy. Like, there's no integrity to the bread. I don't want to pick up a slice and the slices go, like, you know.
I hate that shit. Like
I've been told to perform on the spot for my missus. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You got to please me, tease me, you know.
Yep.
But like, back to the point. It's very, very manly of us to talk about this subject and then offshoot. We apologize.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
Yeah, but, you know, food. Come on. But yeah. Like, I want to mention just one thing. You mentioned the Constitution. People's constitutional rights. Within these constitutional rights is the right to gay marriage. That, like, is the anti-slavery bill as well. If something as if something like abortion can be overturned, you best believe they're already looking at what else.
Oh no, yeah, there's that. What's his name? Clarence Thomas is apparently already put like op-eds and stuff about same-sex marriage in the same way that they were putting out for abortion. So it's like, we know who's next.
How far will some states go with that, though? Will they, like,
I don't know?
Will they literally look at same-sex marriage and say, no, okay, now this has been overturned, if you are in a same-sex marriage, get the fuck out or get divorced?
I think ultimately that's kind of where it comes down to. I feel like they'll just be annulled.
This is like, I'm sorry, man, but like, I don't want to shit on your country, but
shit on it. I'm fucking doing it.
Women have more rights in Iran right now than they do in America, and that is like, and women can still get stoned in Iran.
Guns have more rights than women in the United States. Guns are more protected than women in the United States.
Unbelievable. Like, I don't really want to bring up memes right now, but like, the smartest meme I have seen about this is my religion says I can't do this. Okay, cool, awesome. And then the sort of the same box, like the same two pictures, and then it was, the caption was changed to, my religion says you can't do this, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
There's rallies in which, like, pro-Christianity Republicans are saying, like, the church needs to help the government make decisions. No, it does not. Do Absolutely you even know not. What the First Amendment is? Mm-hmm. I know what it is. The separation of church and state. So
freedom
why
of
the
religion,
fuck,
freedom of expression.
Why the fuck is religion... like Bill Hicks, like he said it best. Why have we got a fundamentalist? Like when Trump was in power, why is a fundamentalist Christian that some Republicans are saying like is like this fucking second coming of Jesus with his finger on a button? It's like, tell me when, Lord. I'm your vessel. Tell me when, Lord. Like, no, this like. And then, if you haven't already, people, go watch The Family on Netflix. It's like a mini series in which no one in the White House is there by accident. Like all the kids working there are part of like this sort of fun, like Jesus Bible bashing group, in which they're like being groomed to be the leaders of tomorrow. And like all they do all day is like sort of like praise Jesus, read scripture from Jesus, and like they've got houses around the world. It's the same over here. Like there's way too much religion in government. Not like having religious education does not mean you're educated. Because you are being educated in a way that religion sees fit. Not in a broad perspective, take all aspects in. Because, like, let's talk about one of the arguments as Roe v. Wade was being undone. Was, forgive me if I don't know the actual name of the pregnancy, but there is a pregnancy in which your body tells you are pregnant. You have a positive pregnancy test, but the embryos don't develop properly, in which the baby never actually develops. It is not a human baby. All it does is become cancer for the girl, for the woman. And if she was to give birth or like wait through the entire pregnancy, she would get cancer. She would die. She wouldn't be able to give birth. And if she did, it would just be blood. One of the arguments said during Roe versus Wade was, what about the murder of those pregnancies? Excuse the fuck me? Like, what about, like, the 11-year-olds that are raped by their uncles? like in the middle of the night, in the, you know, in the safety when they're being, when they're being babysit. You don't think it happens, but it happens more often than not in America. This, like, this is hard to talk about, man. Like, we shouldn't be sorry, I'll finish that sentence. We shouldn't be talking about it. I mean, we should now, but this shouldn't even have been a discussion.
It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have fucking happened. It shouldn't have. Because, like, if you look back, one of the big things now, if you look back to all the confirmation hearings to the justices who ultimately voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, they all said that they were going to uphold it, that it was the law of the land, and they were going to uphold it, and they were going to protect it. So now now the argument is, okay, these guys essentially lied under oath. You know, I personally, if you're a judge and you know full well that lying under oath is a fucking felony, there should be punishment. Just because you oversee the highest court in the land does not mean you are above the law of the land. And it's just fucking ridiculous. It's just, I can't process what the fuck is going on with this world. And also, one of my biggest problems with it is, like, where the fuck is the UN? Where the fuck is anyone outside coming to say, hey, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I think the UN might be busy with the world food shortage because of a certain psychopath invading a country for no goddamn fucking reason.
And you know what's crazy? It's probably, obviously, I don't think it's, you know, connected or anything, but I see it as, like, Republicans almost, like, taking advantage of the fact of what's going on over there as, like, you know, oh, you know, that's going on. We can probably get away with something like this right now.
Mm-hmm.
The world's attention is over there.
Oh, just wait until the Republicans win the next election.
And that's the thing. And like, fucking, like, people, after this fucking happened, people were, like, posting on Twitter screenshots of emails they were getting from, like, Democratic people. And, like, oh, you know, this happened. This can't stand. You need to vote. And give us money so we can run. Fuck you, give you money. You haven't done shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, you need to vote. Voting doesn't matter if you don't do anything.
Yeah.
We put you in a position where you could do something and you've actively chosen not to. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck right the hell off.
You literally can't. You, like, what are you voting for at this point?
Welcome to my fucking world, dude. That's literally that has been my argument for voting for a long time. And I'm like, I'm not anti-voting because it is still important.
Oh,
however, when you're voting with the illusion and the hope that something's going to actually change and it doesn't, at what point you look at yourself, it's like, okay, I'm fucking insane because I'm doing the same fucking thing every 4 years thinking shit's going to change, but it isn't. It fucking isn't. It's only going to get worse.
I hated voting ever since Brexit, before I left the UK for LA, 2015, mm-hmm. 2016, that kind of era time, you know, the time before COVID, as I'm calling it now.
In the before time?
the before time, the land before time.
Good movie.
Yeah, right? Well, not when the Stegosaurus dies. That's pretty sad. Is it Stegosaurus or is it Brachiosaurus?
Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, Brachiosaurus. I stopped, like, that's where I hated voting because we, you know, everyone I knew was voting Remain. And then out of nowhere, Leave wins. And then, like, a year or two later, it comes out that it was Facebook's fault. Like with the Cambridge company, whatever it's called. If you mm-hmm. Me and you watched The Great Hack, and there was that the English based company that was like, oh, there's areas in England where people are undecided, and we can use Facebook to target them with the right propaganda to get them to vote Leave, and all these areas were because they were undecided. It wasn't because they were teenagers. It's because they were old people. There needs to be a cap on when you can vote. If you are 80 and have voted for, I don't know, as many presidents as you voted for, and you're on, and you're literally on God's doorstep, death is literally there. Like, I'm doing it now. He's cross-legged with his newspaper, and, like, you know, he'll look up every now and then when they're just sitting on the porch with their lemonade. It's like, and then they'll cough or they'll sputter or something. It's like, oh, no, not yet. Maybe you shouldn't be able to fucking vote anymore.
You know what's funny? There's a bit that John Mulaney did where he talked about this exactly. And the way he described it is like, it's a dinner table. Everyone's coming in. Everyone's, you know, late and everything. And there's the person that's been there for a while. But you know that they're about to leave. You know that they're about to leave. But they're like, you know what? Can we get all of this for everyone? I got to go, but I want the souffle for everyone. It's like, I don't want the souffle. No, you're going to have the souffle. It's fine. You can't order for the whole table when you're about to fucking leave. You just fucking can't do it.
Is there anyone on the Supreme Court that was, like, under the age of, like, 50?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
I think that it's all, like, they're all guys. I'll tell you that much. A bunch of men have decided what women can and can't do with their bodies. And I'm pretty sure they're all, like, I'm pretty sure they're all above the age of 60.
Let's see. Hold on. There are... Uh, 74, 51, 67, 72, 68, 62, 54, 57, 50. There are 1, 2, 3... there's 4 women on the Supreme Court. There's
4 women. Okay.
But yeah, no one under the age of 50. Everyone's over 50.
That is unfucking acceptable. No one that old should be making that many decisions when more of your country is under that age.
These are lifetime positions, dude. Once you are appointed, Clarence Thomas is the oldest member of the Supreme Court. He was appointed by George H.W. Bush in 91.
That's unacceptable. You can't hold a position for that long. Yeah, that's like, at this point, that's like Kenan Thompson on SNL.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That is a great fucking comparison.
Like, all I'm seeing right now is Jeremy Piven just busting through the agency fucking meeting and is going, "Get the fuck out."
Out. I don't know, man. Like, I just... any kind of, like, optimism or hope is so hard to have.
What was the fucking reason? Did they just wake up one morning and go, "Oh, you know what? I don't like this anymore. Let's fight to overturn it." Literally? Was that it? What actually happened to convince these motherfuckers that this was something that needed overturning?
I genuinely don't know, man. I wish I could answer.
Like, the only reason I go to court is if I've been told to do jury duty, and at this point, arrest me, because I'm not fucking going.
I've done it once, and I fucking hated it.
Suck my entire shaft. I will libel myself. Well, my name's Edward. Ah, oh, well, shit, fuck me then. Bye! Like, whoops, oopsie doodles. Or it's like, if you show bias towards one side, like, I will fucking fake that shit. I don't know if that's legal or illegal. I don't give a shit. It's like, oh yeah, whatever that guy does, that's my job. Bye, see you later, fuck off. No. Or I've actually done something wrong and I'm going to court for it. So what was the wrong thing that happened that made this go to court?
I honestly, man, again, I have no idea. I just don't know. Like, it's just ridiculous.
I don't want to wish ill on someone, but that Clarence Beaks motherfucker, whatever his name is, get the trading places reference there. Clarence Beaks, whatever his name is. I assassinate that man. Get the Joker to just blow that man up in his car, because isn't that what happens to the judge in The Dark Knight?
It says,
look up. What do you mean? Boom. Can we do that to him, please? To all of them?
And like, it's crazy, dude, to like, even with the protest, I don't know if you saw, there's a clip of, what's her name? Jodie Sweetin. She's one of the actors from fucking,
Oh, she got manhandled by the LAPD.
Absolutely. Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, the LAPD is about to have a field day with these protests. You know, they just want their budget back.
Mm-hmm.
No one, like, you can't convince me anyone the LAPD isn't like fucking ready to throw hands with some protesters.
Mm-hmm.
I see those motherfuckers drive past us every now and then, and I'm just like, I even see you sometimes. You slow the fuck down. You're not even doing anything wrong. And you'll see you'll see one of them, or like they'll drive past you, and like you're not going over the speed limit, but you know there's some stoppage going on.
You are not safe
with those people.
No, man, I grew up in an area where it was like, you don't want to give cops a reason because you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. Especially here, you don't fucking know. Like my brother had an incident a while back. He was walking home from the train, and he got stopped. He was walking. My brother wasn't doing anything. He got stopped by the police. They were talking to him about something. Apparently, they were looking for someone. My brother fit the description. And you know my brother. Because of my brother's condition and everything, his hand's just kind of always in the fist.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought he was being aggressive.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my brother was able to explain to them what was he... Like, he wears a bracelet where he explains everything. And, you know, they let him go. It shook him up. And I just keep thinking back to, like, okay, what if these guys didn't give my brother the opportunity to explain? What if they saw him as a threat and, God forbid, something happened? That's a real fucking possibility with the LAPD. It is fucking disgusting, dude. Like, the people that we're supposed to be like, okay, you know, this is what you guys want to do. You guys want to put your lives on the line to protect and serve? Great. We shouldn't be afraid of you.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be you shouldn't have more money than some armies.
Yeah.
Before they got defunded, the LAPD had more money than some African militaries.
Like, I'm just like low key.
If the LAPD wanted to, they could invade a small country. Like, they basically did.
Like, you're just going to see one day just a tank, black and white, LAPD is like, God damn, that makes sense.
You do.
It's just going to be rolling down the fucking street.
The LAPD has LAVs when necessary. And they are essentially tanks.
There you fucking go!
Large all-terrain vehicle. What the fuck do you think a tank is? A large all-terrain vehicle, motherfucker! Although, I'd like to see that motherfucker on ice. All-terrain? Yeah, fucking... Please, I've never prayed for Finn Ice so much.
My vehicle says it's all terrain.
Oh, bye. Oh, no, it's frozen over. And I'm not a dumbass to go walking on it. Like, it's... Oh, man.
It's just... I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world, dude. It's hard to not be like...
I watched the first episode of The Deep Web of Make Believe or something on the new Netflix documentary. We were talking about them earlier, that Netflix has so many documentaries. And this one was about like sort of big stories across the internet that haven't yet sort of made a Netflix worthy movie documentary. And it was the first episode was about the swatting crisis. The fact that this is actually a thing that happened in America and has its own goddamn fucking title is disgusting.
Right?
Like this kid, this one guy, Tyler Bassis, or Tyler Barris, was like, for a fucking joke, phoning schools across the country, phoning police precincts across the country, saying, "Oh, there's I've planted this bomb in this school. I left it there, and it's gonna go off soon." Or like, "I'm a hostage in this house, and you need to come get me." So these two kids playing Call of Duty, right? And for reference of anyone who may know, it's Call of Duty World War II. So I think we're talking about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago now. And you could play on a website for a small bit of money. Just want to say that the bet on this game was $1.50. And one of these guys loses. So they reach out to Tyler and is like, "Hey, like my friend lives at this location. You'll bet you don't have like the balls to sort of send the cops over there." Cops go over there. Guy opens the door. Guy doesn't even have a chance to say who he is. Puts his hands up. Doesn't even have a chance to speak, to say what the fuck's going on. Is shot. Lays there for 20 minutes. Family's taken outside. The cops go in. And apparently Tyler was on the phone with the precinct the whole time. And the cops are over there saying, it's like, "Who else is in the house? Who else is in the house?" And it's like, no one, it's us. Like, and they find the sister wearing headphones. And for whatever reason, she isn't taken out back. She has to walk out front over her dad, who is bleeding out, wheezing, asking for help. She has to walk over him, like step over that body. We'll get to him at some point. 20 minutes after shooting him, after clearing the house, realizing there was actually no threat, but they've got to take the whole family down to the precinct. The ambulance is stopped by the police wanting to leave. In this country, the police get the fuck out of the way for an ambulance. If an ambulance is on the way, the police will be like, "Oh, cool." Then, they're doing what they need to do. They got to get going. Because that, until I know X from, A from B, X from Y, 1 from 2, they're helping someone who might be dying. That's what you have to think when you see an ambulance with its lights on. That's helping someone who might be dying. No, these police were like, "No, we got to leave." And then another police car was like, "No, I want to leave. No, I want to leave." All these police cars from one fake hostage situation killed this guy. Probably had a chance to save him if they could, because they shot him in the arm. But they didn't. Let him bleed out for 20 minutes. All because some fucking kids lost a $1.50 bet on Call of Duty.
To say that I'm not proud to be an American.
Oh no, you can absolutely say that, bro.
How? I don't understand the people who have pride in this country right now. It's fucking ridiculous.
This is medieval dark ages shit.
Mm-hmm.
There was an actual book. Written at the time of Roe v. Wade, because I don't know who wrote the book, but either they knew at some point there was a possibility of it being overturned, but this book details what abortion was like before Roe v. Wade, and it was underground black market abortions that were dodgy, unsterilized.
Let's make it clear, this isn't going to stop abortions.
Oh no.
It is
no.
going to make them so fucking dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you mentioned that it's 24 states who have decided to completely ban. The rest are still, it's still okay, it's still legal. A lot of states are enacting safe haven laws, and there's so many different organizations.
Yeah, the entire West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The West Coast just needs to annex itself.
Honestly, I'm not opposed to it. I don't get it. It's hard. It's hard to be like.
Before some form of, horrible accident, quote unquote, happens to these people that overturned Roe v. Wade. I want to put them on 60 Minutes. One question. Why? Mm-hmm. Do you not read the news? Have you not seen the backlash? All these people that are like, I'm not against abortions. I'm for the lives of babies. What about like the livelihood of the carrier?
Mm-hmm.
Someone put this so eloquently on TikTok of all fucking places. Was that okay? So if the life of a baby is like from conception, well then, how do you trial the baby in a womb when a pregnant mum is going to jail? That baby didn't commit the felony. That baby didn't do anything wrong. Why is that baby going to jail? Like, and I was like, I mean, where is the lie here?
yeah.
Like that means like alimony begins at conception. Child support begins at conception. All these things that should now begin at conception, not just life.
Yeah. And it's hard for me because it's like, obviously, you know, I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of female friends and I have, you know, friends that identify as female. So it's like, it's a lot of things to deal with it. But at the end of the day, for me, the biggest thing is like, I have a little sister and for this government to tell her that she's no longer in control of her body is infuriating to me to such a degree that I can honestly say that I have no faith in this fucking government anymore.
Oh no.
And there's
But doesn't there's isn't line... the Supreme Court isn't the Supreme Court unbiased of the elected government?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, well.
But like each justice is appointed by a president at the time.
Okay.
So that's like
I don't even know why this, like, I know we have some form of a Supreme Court in England, but like it rarely makes news. Like yours over there is like, what's the point of having a president when there's a court more powerful than him?
Yeah, honestly, like what the fuck? What is the point of it?
Why don't you just vote for a leader of the Supreme Court to stop colossal bullshit from happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we've got two bumbling idiots for leaders. Like, Joe Biden and Boris Johnson, like, they need to both find a Yoda hut together and just live there. And just and ignore everything as much as Obi-Wan's being hunted by Darth Vader or Ahsoka's fighting wars. Yoda's just there in his little bear just, not bothering me. I'm just waiting for that little fucking prepubescent dickhead to come over here.
There's a line in the Declaration of Independence that I feel like, I don't know, maybe people need to start looking at a little bit more. It's whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form that it is to most likely affect safety and happiness. I'm not saying maybe it's time, but we are a country that has been built on the fact that if the government is not on our side, we will say, fuck you, we'll do our own thing. I just kind of feel like that's where it's heading.
That's what, again, that's what Bill Hicks talks about in Revolutions when he's talking about the founding fathers, like, say if they were to get resurrected for any reason and like all these great, like all these massive Republicans, all like, they, you know, they all have a get together with them. It's like, yeah, you know, we shall upkeep the Declaration of Independence word for word. Here it is. These guys are like, they'd be there. It's like, you didn't update it. This is written in the 1800s, dude. You've evolved. Things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Words need rewriting. Not that I'm like, You know what this is, and I hate it as much as I hate, like, people following the Bible so, like, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
How dare you weaponize it?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is not your weapon for your own ideals.
It's funny because this reminds me of an episode of South Park. Mm. It was an Easter episode.
Oh, South Park will cover the shit out of this, and I want them to.
Same. Do you remember the hair club for men in South Park?
I don't know. As much as I've watched South Park beyond the first season and the specials, is the episodes we've seen. I've never, like, beyond season one, I've never watched a whole season start to finish. Well, actually, no. The season 21 I watched of you, I think. That's because we sat down and watched it start to finish together. But, beyond that, I've never actually seen a full season start to finish.
So in the episode, Hair Club for Men, hair meaning, like, rabbit, is, like, a secret society that protects the truth behind the Pope. And it's that the Pope was supposed to be a rabbit. St. Paul is supposed to be a rabbit. Jesus picked him because rabbits are pure. They represent goodness. And they're not, you know, they can't fall to the folly of men.
Rabbits are pure. And I love rabbits.
So that's that. And as the episode progresses, you know, people, leaders of the church, like, no, you're blasphemy and this and that. And then the leader of the church is like, you're all blasphemers and you're heretics and this and that. And Jesus comes into the show. He's like, who are you to speak for me? Who are you to do this and to do that? And the guy's like, get him, arrest him. It's like, oh, okay, hold on. You can't kill Jesus. I'm pretty sure that's not okay. No, it's fine. He stands against the church. He formed the fucking thing.
And Jesus walked on water. And Peter said,
I them.
I think what Jesus meant to say. Pretty fucking liberal, don't you think?
But it's the same thing. It's like, oh, I think what this person meant to say. No, fuck you, dude. That person meant that at a time when the world was that. The world is this now. You need to adapt or get the fuck out of the way.
Don't you even have your own version, America? Don't you have, like, the New American Bible? Which is literally the Bible for dummies.
Fuck if I know, dude. I've never read the Bible. I never plan on reading the fucking Bible. I have enough, you know, stories and fantasy in my life.
Zing.
Look, I'm not knocking Christians, you know, because there are good Christians. You know, there's bad, there's good.
Just get the fuck out of law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If the takeaway of this episode is anything, is that the idea of separation of church and state needs to be reinstated, and I mean really fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
this whole, what is it, also another piece of information from the family series on Netflix is like that the big breakfast meal, the mass that, like, all the big leaders go to is run by the president, which is literally Christian mass. No, wrong. Why is this a thing?
Christ. You know, it's funny. We were talking about what we were going to do this week. We're like, oh, maybe we'll talk about movies.
We filled an episode of just, like, I guess we just call this What the Fuck. Like, what better of a name for an episode?
But it's so, it's one of those things where, like,
what the cuff?
What the cuff? But we needed to talk about it. It's the thing. And, like, I'm not trying to toot our horn, but, you know, I'm proud of us. You know, we were able to talk about this in a way that made sense.
It's been a while since we talked about a topic. I mean, next week's episode is about a topic as well. So we realize we've done a lot of listicles. We've been listening to some podcasts.
We're not done with them, but we're taking a break from them.
They can't drive the whole podcast. We need to take You know, we need to let people know that, you know, we are both human beings of knowledge and of knowledge information and are and aware that shit is fucking wrong. And if you live in a state where, like, abortion is legal and you know someone struggling, like, please do what you can.
Do whatever
like, I'm talking like a friend or a family member that's in a state where it's not legal, maybe take some time off from work, because, like, that's important. An abortion is not an easy decision to make.
No.
And now it's even harder.
Yep.
And then there's the news, Rite Aid, Walmart, CVS are all throttling the amount of Plan B morning after pills that they sell because they've sold so many. So they're literally cornering the market on contraception now.
Fucking A. And like I mentioned earlier, there's a bunch of organizations that are trying to help, and I think we'll have a couple of them listed down below, so we'll do that.
Yeah, send me those as well, so that when we both shout out the episode,
we can let
people know. Like, you know, when it's bad, when people are scared to even mention the word abortion on TikTok, some girl used camping. It's like, hey, I still like camping. If you need to camp, you know, and then they'll use the song, If We Go Down Together. And I was like, wow. You are That's having to talk around this because you don't know who's watching these days.
Mm-hmm.
And just be on guard, especially in LA. Mm-hmm. LA loves its undercover police. Just, you know, if you see someone who looks like they're favoring one leg over the other, they've got a gun on one leg. Just check out back pockets. If something looks like a circle, it's cuffs. If you can see someone wearing a shirt and it looks like they're wearing a vest underneath, it's a bulletproof vest. They've got one hand in their pocket, one hand out, they've got a hand on mace in the other pocket. And LAPD, they will throw hands.
Yep. They don't care.
If you are protesting, you're planning to protest, please get loud. Get outside, get loud, but, you know, be safe. Take someone with you. Please do not protest alone. That is...
Nope.
Like, they will single the singles out.
Buddy system, everyone. Follow the buddy system.
And the fact that we even have to talk fucking...
I know. This is not...
It's like we live in the... Is this post apocalypse? Like, honestly, is anyone actually living in America right now and actually thinking, you know, that is the best country in the world, that it's a utopia?
There, you know, of course there are. You know that there are people who are here. Like, no, we're still number one. You're the most deluded fucking person.
Let me guess which 24 states those people live in.
Oh man, no, I don't know, but yeah, no. If you're out there, if you're fighting the good fight, please be safe.
Yeah.
Be loud, but be safe. That is the most important thing. I don't know. I wish I
could do more. I'm literally rattling in my brain. Like, what can I do besides share numbers, the states, maps?
Yeah. I mean, and it's kind of, and I feel like that's another big thing. Like,
the amount of people have just lost their job as well. Volunteers, actual companies that, like, actual medical companies that had personnel.
In one fail swoop, the entire country was sent back 50 years. Let's let that sink in for a second, where it's like 50 years of work, 50 years of progress. Gone. Like that. Like turning out a light. Fuck your struggle. Fuck all the people who put in the work. Fuck all the people this has saved. It's done.
I'm not being funny. Like, I've mentioned this to a few friends before. There are enough people in America the like, it's a, you know, it's a phrase, share victory, share defeat. But I swear down, if we all just got together and just said, no, I'm not paying your taxes, I'm not following your rules, you don't have enough prison room, you don't have enough police personnel. If we all just got together and just rose up and just like made our own shit, it would work. There would literally be nothing they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough weaponry, there's enough self defense in your country where people could just,
they fucking, you know, guaranteed it.
Yeah, literally, like, you know, maybe the Democrats should finally sort of find use in them and just sort of make your own, like, you know, the new Democratic Republic of America or some shit.
You know, sometimes sometimes just talking about the problem isn't enough. Sometimes just trying to stand up to the bully isn't enough. No, you need to put the bully down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to put the bully down. They will not respond to anything less.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's looking pretty Thanos-y right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the fucking truth?
Fucking ball sack for a chin.
All of them, honestly. They all look like walking ball sacks. Shit, man.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And then, like, I just want to mention one thing. We, you know, me and Sebastian are very well aware that, you know, we are two guys. Mm-hmm. You know, this problem. We aren't the women that have been affected here. But damn.
God help me if I'm just gonna just. Like I said, I have a younger sister, yeah. And I will do whatever I can to keep her safe.
Yeah, I hear your silence from some people. Like I've had a mass exodus of some friends on my Instagram, and some people I follow on Twitter. It's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I don't want to see your shit anymore.
Like, I cannot abide.
I'm not
that
saying
stuff.
This was a good thing. So okay, cool. That's on the same line. I'm not racist, but
mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here, racist.
I don't want to be rude, but so then shut the fuck up, because yeah, you're about to be, and you fucking know you're about to be. Shut the fuck up. Fuck off. Go away. I don't want to hear your shit.
I don't want to hear your shit right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a way we could end on a positive note, but how the fuck do we do that?
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Or, if we wanted to, like, you know, not enough people really listen to this podcast anyway for us to get in trouble, could just sign out with, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. You know, some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Yep.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Fuck you, I will not do what you tell me.
You know, Rage Against the Machine.
There you go. It's a good one to end on.
Literally, raids against... like
Rage Against the motherfucking machine.
Beyond the name of the band, Rage Against the Machine. Get angry. Let be heard.
Absolutely. Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Okay, I think...
Sorry,
I
think that, everyone. Sorry think for gonna... everything.
Mm.
It's not going to get better anytime soon. There is no good way to end this, man. We're probably just going to have to end this on like a minute of silence... A minute of silence for women's rights to their own body in America.
Yep. All right, guys. Catch you in the next one.
Come on, man. come join us on a trip.
I'm sorry.
Now we're throwing out the script. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weakness calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.